This is the Convergence Radio Network. The Mark Time Radio Show is very pleased to bring you this television sitcom pilot entitled The Sword in the Couch by Brian Price and Jerry Stearns. Establishing shot, a big old Summit Avenue house with three floors and a turret in the front corner. Lights are coming on in the third floor apartment.
Oh, this new apartment looks great, Sprocket. Oh, it's so light and airy, and the old wood floors. Oh, high ceilings, my gosh. Crown molding? Oh, amazing, I can't believe it. So, what's the catch?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just supposed to kind of keep an eye on this old house.
Oh, that doesn't sound bad.
Okay, the place does come with a little bit of baggage.
Every place has some baggage.
Okay, well, there's baggage, and there's baggage.
Oh, at least you've got some privacy. All I've got is roommates. Wow, that is quite a sofa. Is it like a Victorian or something?
I don't know. It was here when I got here. I can't even move it. It won't budge.
Well, it looks comfy.
I guess.
Couple of nice old Afghans to keep us warm. Maybe we should... No.
Should what?
It's nice.
Should what?
No, it was just an idea. You wouldn't like it.
Oh, come on, what?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we should inaugurate the couch. You know, break it in.
How do you inaugurate a couch?
Well, I wore this blouse, the one you said you like. It's got buttons.
A lot of buttons.
I seem to remember you like buttons.
Yeah. I love buttons. I love unbuttoning buttons. Let me see what we can do here. You know, no button should be left buttoned if we were going to inaugurate the couch.
Is that so?
That's very so, Wisteria. Ah, Wisteria. I love that name. It's such a different name. It makes it feel like you're from another world.
Well, I don't know about that. But my grandparents were first-generation tie-dyed-in-the-wool Minnesota hippies.
Do they believe in kisses and unbuttoning buttons?
I think they unbuttoned about everything they could get their hands on.
How about this one?
Sure, you can unbutton that one.
Okay, just let me squunch in under the blanket here, and how about I get this one?
Yes. Oh, yes, and that one. Oh, ouch!
What?
Ouch, what is that? What's poking me?
Oh, yeah, that's just the sword.
Well, if that's what you want to call it, I mean, really, the sword, that's pretty militaristic.
No, really, it's the sword.
Okay. Whatever gets your male ego off. But can't you just point it in another direction?
It just sticks up.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I guess that's healthy. But, I mean, come on!
Well, it's probably not the blade, but the hilt that's poking you.
What?
Okay, where is it? Where's the sword? Over there?
Oh, it's in the couch. Yeah, it's stuck in the couch right there.
I see it, the top of it. Anyway, okay, we don't have much time. Mackenzie's got a soccer game at 3. What are we supposed to do? Just yank on it?
Yeah, you just grab it. You grab the hilt and you pull. Yeah, you just pull.
And if it comes out, you're like the King of England or something.
Yeah, you're the rightful true heir. Yeah, the true heir.
Because I think Mackenzie has a lot of potential. He's very special and he's very mature. Get that out of your mouth.
No.
Mackenzie, what did I say?
Spit
it out now. Okay, that's better, young man. So, where does he grab it?
Oh, right there, just right there, yeah.
Is he supposed to just yank on it real hard?
No, not hard. Just firm, just a firm grip.
Should he wiggle it back and forth?
No. Don't wiggle it. It won't wiggle. I tried that. It won't wiggle. But I'm just a dwarf. Yeah, a dwarf. Not a woodland dwarf. No, I'm an urban dwarf. I'm up for an award, most improved dwarf.
What if Mackenzie pulls it out just a little bit, like a couple of inches?
Oh, if you're the heir, it should come out all the way. Yeah, no problem, if you're the heir, yeah.
Do you think maybe I should try it? Maybe I should try it first, because Mackenzie's got great lineage, but it's sort of watered down because of his father. Maybe I should give it a try. I've got a Cherokee princess and, like, a sub-duke in my lineage.
Oh, dukes. Dukes, yeah, dukes a dime a dozen. Yeah, there's lots of dukes. Nobody cares about
well,
dukes.
Well, it's still no harm in... No! What's that? There's something moving under that blanket. It's nude.
Oh, wow. Hey, yeah, hey, maybe she's like a siren or maybe even a vixen.
I'm not a vixen. I'm not nude. I'm just a little disheveled. Sprocket, who are these people?
Hey, hi, neighbor. Yeah, you're my neighbor. And I'm your neighbor, too. Yeah,
that's George. He lives across the hall. George, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm the seeker. You're the keeper. I find people who might be the ones.
Ones what?
Well, the true ones.
McKenzie is probably it. He's got good lineage, which he gets from me, not from his father. Should he try pulling on the sword? Go ahead, McKenzie. Go pull
on
the sword.
What sword?
The sword in the couch. Yeah, there's a sword in the couch. Only the true one who's, like, chosen can pull the sword out. Then the new era will come. I'm waiting for the new era. Well, actually, it's probably an epic. But, yeah, one of those.
Can't you come back later when...
When what?
Like when we're not sitting on the couch.
Okay, look, we don't have much time. After pro-light soccer, but that's the highest soccer league a five-year-old can achieve, Mackenzie's got aqua do.
What's aqua do?
It's taekwondo under the water. At the pool? At the Y?
Wait, there's really a sword under here?
Well, yeah. What did you think it was?
Never mind.
Oh, really? You thought...
Just shut up.
Cool.
Hey, has it happened? Am I late? Have we found the one?
Oh, hey, Mr. Spiral. No, not yet. We haven't found him yet.
Why not, George? You are the seeker, and you said you thought the signs had aligned. Certainly they had in my calculations.
Well, it depends on what calendar you use. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a Mayan kind of guy myself.
Who's he?
Oh, that's Mr. Spiral. He's the landlord.
And he just bashes into your apartment.
Sprocket, my friend. How's our new keeper? Have you settled in?
The new what?
Okay, we've really got to get this moving. So, Mackenzie, come on over here. Grab onto this big stick.
It's a hilt, Mommy. Don't you know anything about swords?
Yes, dear. We've all seen The Hobbit like a million times. I was just trying to explain to you. Just grab the darn thing and pull so we can find out if you're king and we can get out of here.
Wait. Have we created a fairy ring yet?
Oh, hey, yeah, that's important. Yeah. I almost forgot about that. I love fairy rings. Yeah, we have to create a fairy ring.
Please, gather round so we may form the ring of infinite and benevolent power. A ring that will guide and connect the chosen one on the path to the portal of future grace. You, George, the seeker, stand to my right.
Oh, yeah.
And you, Sprocket,
the
keeper of the gate, stand to my left.
The keeper? What's the keeper?
I just do a little work on his website and keep up the apartment. It's furnished, you know?
Yeah, with a couch and a sword.
Come into the circle, mother and child. Does anybody have a beer?
You need a beer for the fairy circle?
Oh, not really. I'm just thirsty.
I'll get him the dumb beer, or they're liable to turn me into a newt.
Oh, no, my dear. Your ascension is much higher.
What?
Much, much higher, I assure you. You have the aura of a princess about you.
Creepy.
Pull, Mackenzie, pull on the sword.
Do I have to?
Come on, you can do it. Here, let me help you. Get out of the way.
Oh, that was close. That was so close. Really close. Yeah, keep trying. You should try more.
There must be something wrong with the sword. It's probably bent.
I'm sorry, madam. I, too, had hoped your child and the sword would transmutate.
Oh, please. The portal must open. It's got to open so I can go through. Yeah.
Portal?
Pizza guy. Pizza in your shorts.
Pizza in your shorts?
Oh, God, I love these guys. Haven't you seen their ads? Pizza in your shorts, sailors in their ports, and lawyers with their torts. It's always pizza in your shorts. Hey! Cracks me up. Come on in. Anybody got change for a 20?
Oh, this is excellent. Hey, I'm starving. Hey, bring it into the fairy ring, eh?
Hey, pizza with everything.
Golly, he actually is wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 10 degrees out.
Thanks, pizza guy. Keep the change.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Wait. Does anybody else think it wasn't a mere coincidence that this pizza boy...
No, it's guy.
...appeared...
It's guy.
...just as we were forming a fairy circle? Pizza man, please, would you enter the circle for a moment?
Look, I gotta deliver another pizza.
Please, humor us. Come here and pull on this.
Okay, what's the catch?
No, I assure you, there's no catch. If the sword comes out of the couch, you are the chosen one. If not, you are the pizza guy.
Yeah, well, what the hey? It ain't, like, the weirdest thing I've ever been asked to do. All right, here goes.
Oh, it was so close. Oh, it was really close. I thought he had it. I thought he did.
Yeah, whatever. I'd rather be the pizza guy anyway. Freaks.
No, now we're late. Mackenzie, grab another slice. Let's get out of here.
Mr. Spiral, I know I'm just a dwarf, but I am an urban dwarf and not just a woodland dwarf. Can I try? I want to try. Can I
George,
try?
You're always pulling on that thing.
Well, yeah, I like to try once a day.
Nothing ventured, nothing.
Oh, darn it.
Gained, I suppose. Somehow I feel that the chosen one is nigh. Come, George. We've bothered the keeper quite enough for one day. Adieu.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hey, mind if I grab this last piece?
Well, that was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no pizza left. Would you like a beer?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, I'll be back in a sec, or two or three.
Sure, okay. What is it with this sword? I mean, well, it is a pretty cool handle. Oh, are those rubies? And some tiny markings on the blade? Yeah, I bet it was written by tiny little elves. Oh, God, this is ridiculous. They're all ridiculous. I gotta be more careful about who I date. Oh, and I thought Sprocket seemed, like, almost normal. Oh, what the heck? Nobody's looking. It is a little heavy. Well, that was easy. Well, it just came out. Well, now what do I do with it? Is it me, or is everything getting blurry? Oh, it is just me. I'm blurry.
So, Asteria, I've been trying to figure out how pulling the sword out works. You know, does the puller stay here, or go to a different dimension, like falling down a rabbit hole? Mr. Spiral says he's seen it happen, but I haven't. Wisteria? Now, where the heck did she go? Oh, no! The sword's gone! Where'd it go? The sword... And Wisteria's gone? Where'd they both... This did not just happen. Spiral! Spiral!
Is she asleep?
Nah, just a bit groggy.
How can you tell?
Groggy's on the inside looking out. Sleep's on the outside looking in. We better get it cleaned up. She's not all that hoity-toity looking for a queen.
I think she's pretty.
Is the cauldron hot? It can't be tepid. It's gotta be hot.
Ouch. Yeah, it's hot.
Nip, would you turn that musician down? I need to concentrate here.
Yes, mistress. Stop. Ouch.
Ah, I hope I can remember the recipe for this mix.
Okay, so it says here a dram of toe knuckles, a pinch of basil, 4 quarts of Jack Daniels, and a jigger of Tabasco.
Okay, I got that. Well, all right, just another toe knuckle and, Yeah, loogie just to top it off.
I am not drinking that.
Sure you are. It's good for you.
But you just spit into it.
Did not.
You did too. I saw you.
Did not.
Don't worry. That's what makes it a potion.
Oh, where am I?
You're in the queen's dressing room.
What queen?
You're the queen, and we're dressing you.
What?
Look, you pulled the sword out. That makes you our queen.
Well, how did that happen?
It's your destiny, not mine.
Please, my queen, drink the potion of duty and all will become clear.
God. Go ahead. It's mostly Kentucky blend. You
really?
Won't feel a thing.
Oh. Well, where's Sprocket? Did he... Oh, he seems so nice.
Yeah, don't worry. Sprocket had nothing to do with this. He's just as caught in the web of life as the rest of us. Now drink it down.
Smooth. Now what happens?
Hey, Nip. Turn that music up. I like this song.
Are you sure it's not there?
Of course I'm sure, Spiral. The sword's gone and I can't find Wisteria.
I had my doubts, but that soccer mother must have come back with her child. There must have been something I missed about them.
No, that's not it. What I think is that the portal opened up and Wisteria went through.
I bet I loosened it.
Of course. I should have known. She had the aura.
Yeah, that's right. Your bright new queen went on through.
Aye, like she had wings. Like she was born to the ways.
Heavens, the couch is talking.
No. There's something under the blankets.
I got you covered. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, if the portal is open, yeah, all kinds of mischief and stuff could come through. They could be weasels, or they could be flying carp.
What?
We're not flying carp.
Well, who are you?
Oh, watch out. This is not good. This is not good at all. Watch your wallets. These are pixies. They're fey folk, yeah?
Amazing. I haven't seen the fey people since I was a boy.
What are you doing here?
I'm Donald. This is Bags.
Pleasure.
You sent the queen to the Fae country, man. You get us in return.
Fair's fair.
Did you kidnap Wisteria? I swear.
Nye, keep your trousers on. She had to be willing. That's how destiny works.
But there's two of you and only one mortal went through.
Well, that's been taken care of.
This is my big chance.
No, George, no.
Dwarf down the hole. Whee!
Dwarf in the soup.
Yeah, dwarf in the side pocket. Man, this is great. Been waiting a long time to get back to mortal country.
And we'll be staying a wee while. We have a bit of business to attend to.
Who are you guys? I know you are a leprechaun.
Oh, what a guess got me there.
But you, Donald, you're human. How'd you...
I dropped out to avoid the war, man.
Which war?
What do you mean, which war? Nah, man. What other war? Yeah, I figured to go to Canada, hang out for 3 or 4 months, and by that time the thing would blow over.
What year do you think it is?
1967, man. February. The Beatles are supposed to have a new album out in June. I can't wait. Got any ice cream? I kind of miss ice cream, man.
Oh, dear, he doesn't know. Somehow he heard the Fae song, he joined the circle, he did the dance, he doesn't know it's 46 years later.
I'll get this. Okay, Donald, buddy. Yeah, it's 2013. You didn't go to Canada. You went to Fairyland.
Fairyland, Canada. What's the difference? Come on, Bags. Get the pot of gold. We got to get to D.C. and buy us a congressman.
What?
Cat, I think the queen's dressing is coming along nicely. Do you want the mirror?
Nah,
yeah.
Nip. She doesn't want to see herself yet.
What?
Believe me. Now let's go down the checklist here. What do we got? We got collar of lace.
Check.
Necklace of opals. Bracelet of sapphire. Tights. Oh, yeah. Billowing cape.
Check, and check.
Dagger. Pinky ring. Toe ring. Bustle.
Wait, bustle? Wait a minute. Don't I get a say in any of this?
Not really, no.
What?
Now, yeah. Where were we?
Something to bring out her pallor, my mistress.
Oh, yeah, right. Ah, beauty mark on nose.
Ouch!
Ah, quit your squirming. Fangs.
No.
Utility belt.
What?
Go-go boots.
Oh, no.
Spurs.
Oh, come on.
Princess Leia classic style hair extensions. Fuck ears. And Annie Oakley style rootin' tootin' cowboy hat.
Rootin' tootin'?
Nip, we gotta do something with the top end here.
Excuse me?
It's a little slight, if you know what I mean.
What?
Give me a box of tissues. Make that 2 boxes of tissues.
Hey, I am very comfortable with my figure.
I guess you haven't seen any comics by Fassner and Larson.
Okay. Back to business. You ever walk like a zombie?
No.
It's trending. Everybody wants to walk like a zombie.
I don't want to walk like a zombie.
How are you going to rule your subjects if you don't act like a zombie? All you do is keep your knees straight. You extend your arms like this, and you go, wait a second. Yeah, why don't you try it along with me? So knees straight and arms extended, right? Now,
What is wrong with this place? What's wrong with you people? I drank the potion of duty. I know what a queen's supposed to do, and it's not wearing spandex and go-go boots.
Well, it can't hurt.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry, m'lady. Here, Queen Wisteria, drink this.
Not another potion. What's this one for?
It's a backstory potion. Drink it down and all will become clear. You'll know what we know, which is all there is to know. Saves a lot of time. Now here, slip this on.
Oh, come on. What is this?
It's a bodice. I think it's supposed to get ripped. Isn't that romantic?
Well, what's in this potion? It smells awful.
Just the past. Yeah, it's been sitting around for a while.
Oh. My queen, do you want me to hold your nose while you gulp it down? Too much history all at once can have a verily sour taste.
I guess I'll just knock it back. I mean... oh, God, disgusting.
Hey, Nip, crank up the musician and see if the town crier is on.
This is Fairy Public Radio, and this portion of our program is underwritten by The Key and Trumpets, local music, local brew, and global fun. And the genre wars continue. Influences as diverse as Star Wars spin-offs, Teen Wolf knockoffs, and My Little Ponies have all converged on the ancient and hallowed grounds of the Fae Country, bringing unprecedented confusion and opportunity. Ian, how does this play out for the cultural integrity and economic development of the land of leprechauns?
Ah, Terry, it's a crying shame. How you supposed to dance under the full moon when the moon's got adverts stuck all over it? How you supposed to frolic in the fields when everybody just wants to smoke it? Zombie romance, Vogon talent slams, vampire financial markets. What you got is the juxtaposition of the incongruous. I don't know anything about superheroes or free cell animation, but I can smell a fake pixie when I see one.
This is absolutely awful, man. I can't believe it. The Beatles broke up. Nixon got elected president. Everything is crazy. And movies are 12 bucks a pop, and popcorn's like 15, man. That is just wrong, man. What kind of weird alternate reality is this?
Donald, I assure you, this is real reality.
I want to go back.
Spiral, what are we going to do? Wisteria is all alone. I should have gone through the couch with her. It shouldn't have been George.
No, I'm not so sure. I believe George has his own destiny to fulfill.
But Wisteria might end up in the Fae Country forever. We all know what it's like in there. She doesn't know how to spot a changeling. She's not equipped to deal with alchemy and elementals. And we all know the big battle's coming.
Sprocket, she has the sword.
Yeah, but I didn't tell her something really important. I should have
Can
said...
you have such little faith in the woman chosen to wield the singing sword?
I want to go back.
Hey, Donnie, me boy, get off the couch. What's wrong? You're acting like a garden gnome. I got some good news. I found the runestone, and I bought a bank. It's a lot easier than robbing one, and then you just sit back and they simply do all the robbing for you.
Terribly convenient.
And most important of all, Donny boy, I've made first contact with the bartered souls.
You didn't let them touch you, did you?
Oh, no, I just let them have a wee peek at me pot of gold.
Did you tell them what will happen if they take the gold and open the gates? If they erase the boundaries between the Fae and the fools?
Well, I may have glossed over a minor detail or two.
This is not good, not good at all. Beggs, do you know what you're playing at? I don't have to warn you that when you make a deal with the bartered souls, you're playing with fiery, fiery magic. You're putting all of us, both our worlds, in dire jeopardy.
Ah, the bartered souls don't seem all that ferocious. However, did you know there's a waiting period to buy a congressman? What's all that about?
How could I have been so stupid? I should have known Wisteria was going to be the queen, that she was something special. Why else would she have come to the apartment and been nice to me unless she was drawn to the sword and the couch?
Don't be so hard on yourself, Sprocket. You may have had something to do with it.
Dwarf in the soup!
Oh, owie, owie. Hot, hot. Oh, soup in the shorts. Soup in the shorts!
George, is that you? You came from Sprocket's apartment, too? What's going on? Soup? Is Sprocket okay?
Soup in the shorts. Oh, soup in the shorts. Who cares about Sprocket? I got soup in my shorts.
Well, then get out of the cauldron, you ninny.
Oh, hi, Nip. Hey, you look nice today.
Whatever.
Wow. Hey, you know, once you get used to the temperature, the soup's not so bad. Yeah, tasty. Hey, really tasty. Hey, Nip, I told you I'd come back.
I don't care. I decided an elf of desirable age shouldn't have to wait, so I've given my heart to another. And he's tall, and he said someday he'll give me a ride on a steam-driven motor horse.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got a job. I got a big job. You always told me to do something with myself, so, yeah, I've gotten a position of big responsibility, and I can't really talk to you anymore right now. My queen, I am at your service. I am your general and your servant. Yeah, servant. Shall I commence the battle to save the Hidden Realm?
Well, the backstory potion did mention that I would need an army, and the army would be led by one who had no shoes.
Yeah, and he's got 7 hairy toes on each foot.
Whoa. Oh, my queen. I've got to address the troops right away. Yeah, right away. Where's my dragon? I've got to ride into the Megmel on a dragon. Yeah.
We don't have a dragon, George.
A stallion? How about a stallion? Where's my steed?
No horses, neither. We got a pygmy llama from the petting zoo.
Wow, sure. Pygmy llama. Llama, yeah. I love llamas. Yeah, yeah. They've got green spit.
George, quick! The orcs and the brokers, the satyrs, the demons and the agents are taking to the field. We've got to get ready.
Oh, I do have to say, I like the Scottish fast food you have. McHaggis is a dish for the gods. It's got a lettuce and a piccolo. Want a bite?
Ugh. What's that smell?
It's not me, man.
Is it bags?
Most of the time. But there's a wind coming out of the couch.
Oh, this is dangerous, very dangerous. The portal has remained open, and the winds of battle are starting to swirl.
I've got to go through and save Wisteria.
Sprocket, you know you can't. You're the keeper. You have to stand at the gate and hold back anybody or anything that tries to pass.
Would you fancy that? Here comes one now.
What's that?
A banshee, I'd say.
Quick, here, take this rocket.
A frying pan? What am I supposed to do with a frying pan?
Swing!
Oh, okay.
Hello? Yeah, is this on? Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, could everybody quiet down, please? Can you just... Hey, you elves on the elephant. Could you listen up? Yeah, okay. Before we go into battle, I would like to share with you a few inspirational words written on the walls of my Fay Woods Junior High School. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Where are my parchment reading glasses? Okay. Here we go. Hold your ground. Men of Gondor... women of Rhiannon and honored guests, I see in your eyes the same fear that is fear itself. The day may come when the Fae will no longer recognize their own, then avarice will breach the promise of fellowship. But this is not that day, no. Yeah! The day may come when we will all be prisoners of our own towers of debit, and we will age one day in a day. But this is not that day.
Well, what day is it?
I'm getting to that. Shut up. Okay. Where was I? Howling wolves, shattered shields. Okay. This day we straighten up and fly right. We pay the piper, and the pipes will play. By all that you hold dear, be ye human or be ye beings of the meadow and the dark dells. I have one question for you. Who here has a destiny? Okay, if you raise your hand, line up over there, take a number, and I bid you dance. I bid you dance with your very hearts and souls.
Oh, no, here they come!
Ah, the wicked fiends are using disco. I thought that was outlawed.
Nothing's too low for real estate agents.
Yeah, okay, troops. Pay no attention to the false beats of the mortal dance floor. Follow the true tune of the glens and the glades. Charge!
What's going on? Can you see?
Oh, hang on, my goggles are all steamed up. Oh, the Hempstead trolls are holding their ground.
The fiddlers are on the run. The mirror balls, oh, they're disorganized. The dryads crossed the book off of humanity.
Humanity? There's only one human on the field, and that's the queen. Let me see. There she is. She's standing to the side. She looks confused and so alone. Now she's sort of made a shrug, picked up her sword, and she's running right out in the middle of the battle. Oh, Cat, she's going to get killed.
Yeah, she's fine.
How can you say that? She's just one person up against all that disco music.
Don't worry. Any queen with a singing sword and a bustle, unstoppable.
Oh, Cat, she's out there spinning around as fast as she can, swinging the sword.
Yeah. I can hear it.
Everybody's leaving the field, and look, they're happy about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi, my queen. I have just climbed this big, tall knoll on my short, little, hairy legs to make a report about, the battle that kind of happened. I don't know. I really don't know what happened, actually. Anyway, I wish I could say that I had something to do with it, but anyway, there's no casualties, no prisoners, no broken promises. It's possibly the stupidest and nicest battle I've ever been in.
Yeah, Queen Wisteria. You did good, kid. That was pretty clever, laying down a soft curtain of music between the Fae and the Fools. But it's just a temporary fix. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, I know. I've done all I can do today. I am so tired. I need a nap. How do I get back home?
The only way to get back to the couch is to know for certain that somebody loves you on the other side.
How the heck am I supposed to find that out?
Don't you have somebody's heart?
I don't know. Apparently I know I'm the queen of a realm I knew never existed, and I know I'm trapped here if nobody loves me, and I know I don't know anything about hearts.
Mistress, please let Wisteria gaze into the glass of offstage foresight.
Yeah, why the heck not?
Not another potion?
Oh, no, my queen. Just take a look in the bucket.
It's pretty fuzzy. I can't quite make it out, but... Oh, but it's becoming clearer! Wait, is that Floyd the Barber?
Oh, sorry, that's a bucket of reruns. Try this one.
They won the battle! Now I just want to go back home to my darling Nip and raise a bunch of kids and sheep.
As for me, I believe I'll be staying here on the human side and find myself a wee position as a media consultant.
I never told her I love her, Spiral. I should have told her. I should have just said I love you.
There you go, Queenie. You're out of here.
Is that all there is to it?
Yep. Don't be a stranger.
And don't forget your sword, Your Majesty. You can't get through to the couch without it.
Spiral, I know we're all part of protecting the sword and the couch, but I didn't know. I didn't realize it would affect everything. I just wanted to hang out with a normal girl, you know? Be in love with a normal girl. Like a normal relationship. And now Wisteria has gotten herself sucked off to Fairyland and I'll never see her again.
Destiny is fickle. You never know. I'll be taking our little friend here along with me to keep an eye on him. Come on, Bags.
Oh, will we be stopping off at a casino? Or perhaps a board of directors meeting? I'm feeling a wee bit lucky.
Okay, right. I'll see you later. Let me know if you hear anything, Spiral.
Sprocket, help!
What? Where are you?
In the couch! Oh, thanks. It's good to see you. Hang on, I got to stop up the portal. I've had enough of those pixies.
Are you okay?
Never thought you'd be in love with a queen, did you?
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, you are.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm exhausted. Even my buttons are tired.
Your buttons?
I need to take a nap, and I am not taking it on that couch. So I'm going to try in there.
The laundry room?
No. The bedroom. You coming?
Yes, my queen. That was The Sword in the Couch featuring Wendy Bowlesby,
Don Cosgrove. Yes, you can applaud. It's good. Yeah. Kelvin Hatley. Don Krasnowski. Megan Peterson. Chase Peterson. Gordon Smooter. And Tim Wick. Music composed and performed by Eleanor Price. Live sound effects by Brian Wesley. Sound by Jerry Stearns and Chris Markman. Written, directed, and produced by Jerry Stearns and Brian Price, this has been a Great Northern Audio Theater production. Our thanks to Convergence and to Fearless Comedy Productions, without whom none of this would have been necessary. This has been the Mark Time Radio Show 2013. Thanks to all of you for being here. Don't give up your seats just yet. Opening ceremonies and this year's Mark Time Awards presentations will be right on this very stage in just a few normal minutes. Thank you and good night.